Well, Silent Night, Holy Night. I'm glad to know who wrote the song, aren't you? It obviously was not a woman, because a woman knows that when you're giving birth to a child, it's not silent. And when a baby is born, it's not silent, right? But a man wrote the song. So anyway, but Silent Night, Holy Night, all a picture of God's gift to us during this season. And here are Joseph and Mary, having traveled from their hometown of Nazareth to Bethlehem. You wonder if maybe during the course of their trip, they may have talked about going to Bethlehem. Now, of course, the Bible tells us that Bethlehem was going to be the location where the Messiah would be born. Not sure if they talked about that or not. But when they got to Bethlehem, the Bible says that they were all to go to the city of their heritage, where their families were from. And so Joseph and Mary, from the same genealogy family line, they would all go back to Bethlehem. But when they got there, no room for them. Their families lived there. Their relatives lived there. But no room for them. Could have been because of the unusual circumstances, great with child. Could have been some questions that were going on. We don't know what was going on, but we do know that when they got to Bethlehem, no room. Only an inn. Only a barn. A barn with a feeding trough for cattle. Hay. That was it. And so as they are there in that barn, it was silent out in the fields. It was a night like any other night. The shepherds were taking care of their sheep. But all of a sudden, something very unusual, something that never happened before, angels appear in the sky. Now, they'd never heard angels, never seen angels, and all of a sudden, angels are talking to them. Started with one, then a group of angels came. They began to share the good news. They began to share the news that great tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And boy, we can say amen to that. Good news to all people. Who does that include? Is that us too? You better believe it. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. And the Bible says that the shepherd said, and you'll see a sign, that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, they didn't see that one coming. A baby lying in a manger, a cattle trough? What's that all about? Now, of course, we know that John the Baptist pointed Jesus out later, 30 years later, as the Lamb of God. Remember John the Baptist saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." You see, back in those days, they were offering lambs as sacrifices to cover their sins. But Jesus came as the Lamb of God, not just to cover their sins, but to finally pay for their sins and pay for our sins as well. And so he was a lamb. Well, where's the natural place for a lamb to be born? In a barn. God had it all planned. And so when he tells these shepherds, go and see, and he said, it's going to be peace on earth and goodwill toward men from this baby boy. I love that. Peace on earth. Now, as a counseling pastor here, I can tell you many times sitting in my office, I'm talking to people and they don't know the peace of God. Oh, but what a precious story it is to be able to open up the Word of God and to be able to say, let me tell you that peace, God's peace, is available to you right now. Isn't that a wonderful story? Regardless of what they're going through, regardless of what they're facing, regardless of what they have lost, peace. peace. And then he said, goodwill unto men. That's the social aspect of Jesus coming. In other words, the people that we're having difficulty getting along with. God said, I will do a work in your heart and life. And what an awesome testimony that is. When Jesus comes into your life, when you repent of your sin and trust Christ as your personal Savior, it's amazing what takes place. It's amazing the attitude changes that take place in your life. Those that you couldn't stand, God begins to give you a love. You begin to pray for them. You begin to be concerned about them. God changes us totally from the inside out. That's goodwill toward men. Now, joining a church won't do that. Getting baptized won't do that. But repenting of your sin and trusting Christ, who was the Son of God, who came to die to pay the penalty for our sin, that will do that. It's called salvation, and that's what it's all about. And so the shepherds were told by the angels, go and see. And then after they went and saw this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, it says they went and told. They went and told. And let me read a verse to you. It says in verse number 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The word wonder means to marvel with admiration. So everywhere the shepherds went, their life was never the same. And everywhere they went, they told the story. And the people that heard the story marveled with admiration. Admiration of who? Remember what the shepherd said? Glory to God in the highest. That's the Christmas story. Glory to God. And that's why we give glory to God. That's why we sing His praises. Because only a God who loves us would send His own Son to die for us. And what a glorious story of forgiveness that is. And so everywhere they went, they told the story of what had happened, and the people wondered. They were just amazed at what God had done in giving them, finally, the Messiah. So there was no peace at first. In the end, there was no silence in the end. But finally, in verse 19, it says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now there was peace. Now there was a time of quietness in the inn. The word ponder means to bring together or to lay beside each other. It simply means that she began to look at all the things that had taken place and all the promises of God and all the special miracles of God, and she began to lay them side by side, and she saw the times of hurt and misunderstanding, and then she saw the times of wonder and amazement and miraculous leading of God, and she laid them side by side and pondered them. This may be the greatest lesson that you learned this Christmas season. Sometimes the will of God and the ways of God take some pondering on our parts, because sometimes it's hard for us to see how God has been leading us. It's hard for us to lay things side by side and hear all the blessings, and we can see God in the blessings, but here are the hard times. And pondering means we lay the blessings and the hard times side by side, and we look for the way of God. The Bible says, and all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. His purpose, to be like Christ, Romans 8:29. And so as Mary pondered all the things that were taking place, the Christmas season is a great time for you and me to ponder, to consider, maybe praying for patience and enduring joy when you can't see any reason for God's workings. Is that happening in your life? Are there some things taking place in your life, maybe in your family, maybe in your health, maybe in your finances, maybe in your relationships? I don't know what it is, but are there some things that right now you can't see the hand of God working these things out? Spend some time pondering. Spend some time alone, listening to the voice of God. Because as we do, as we open up His Word and we let His Word flow through our hearts and our minds, the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind together. You see, Satan wants to take your heart and your mind and rip it apart. Oh, but the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind together in Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't have Christ Jesus, you don't have anyone to keep your heart and your mind together, and it's scattered and it's in disarray. Oh, but if you know Christ as your personal Savior, the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your heart and mind together in Christ Jesus. And so what do we learn? During our times of pondering, sometimes we realize there are some things that won't change. And let me give you just a short statement. It says, if situations won't change, the only thing left to change is you. If situations won't change, then the only thing left to change is you. And it could be while you're pondering during this Christmas season, while you're asking the Lord, Lord, why have these things happened? Why am I in this situation? If those things won't change, then God wants you to change. God wants you to come with your hands open and to say to Him, Lord, I don't understand. These things are secret, I guess, to you. They're covered as far as I'm concerned. But God, I know you love me. And if these things aren't going to change, then I need to change. You know what will happen? All of a sudden, then the peace that God wants to give you, when you begin to trust in Him, that becomes your peace. It's exactly what Mary went through. She didn't know what they were going to be facing. She found out that they couldn't go back to their home in Nazareth, and Herod was out to kill all the baby boys 2 years old and under. What are they going to do? How is Jacob going to have a job? Where are they going to have any income? She pondered all these things in her heart. And let me tell you something. When you do that, then God is able to work. So the wise men show up a little bit later, and they have gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's valuable stuff. Gold to be able to finance their trip to Egypt, to be able to keep them in safety until Herod dies and they're able to come back into the land. I'm here to tell you there is a God in heaven, my friend. And whatever you're facing, God is here. Be not afraid of tomorrow, because God is already there. So what are we saying? She pondered these things in her heart. She listened. Now, we called it Silent Night. Now, if you take the word silent and rearrange the letters, it spells listen. Take the word silent, rearrange the letters, it spells listen. You see, God may want to rearrange your thoughts. During your times of silence, when you begin to listen to the voice of God, is He telling you something tonight? Is He saying, just as the shepherds heard from the angels, go and see? Is that the message that God has given you tonight? Does He want you to come and open up the Word of God and see who Jesus really is and how His life and His death can change you for all of eternity? That may be the message God wants you to hear. Go and see. Because when you do, you will see exactly what God said was true. The second message was go and tell. Go and tell. Those of us who have come and seen the goodness of God, what an awesome opportunity we have during this Christmas season to go and tell. Taking invitations to our Christmas musical next Saturday afternoon at 4 and 6 and church services and Christmas Eve services. But go and tell. Don't waste this Christmas season. But don't become so busy. Remember the song? Hurry, 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 hurry. Can we all sing that one? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But Mary pondered these things in her heart. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Would you let God do a work in your heart during these closing minutes? Would you be willing to say, Lord, I need you. I need you. We're so busy, but God, I need you. And if we can help you in any way, give us an opportunity to share the simple story of God's love so that you can find salvation and be on your way to heaven. Don't leave without us giving that opportunity. But would you, during this season, set aside some time and ponder how God is working, setting things beside each other, comparing the goodness of God and the unseen things of God, and trusting God through it all. Heavenly Father, I pray that we will follow the example of Mary, ponder these things in our heart, so that whatever is happening, has happened, and yes, will happen. And Father, I pray that we will glorify you by our response. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.